Good morning. 10:16 a.m. on Friday, October the 14th, 2016. It's a gray morning. It's a kind of an ugly morning. It's almost entirely overcast. There's a little bit of blue sky peeking off to the north. I'm sorry, off to the west. And there was a little bit peeking off to the east when I came by. I don't know if it's still there. It's 50-something, 52, 54. Maybe lower. I'm wearing three layers this morning, and I just took my gloves off so I could work the phone. Because it's raw. It's a little bit of dampness in the air. The guy with two little dogs. Yeah, they've seen me. The dogs, they're like, oh, what is that? Coming toward us. Good morning. Trying to control them to keep them from jumping on me. Ah. So what am I thinking about this morning? A lot of stuff I can't really talk about. So that's a bit of a bind. I finally got a good night's sleep last night. I slept. Most of what I did yesterday was sleep. I took a nap when I got home from my walk. I sat in my chair. Sun came around in the afternoon. I took another nap. And last night I got what might be the first good night's sleep in a week. So I need to do some things today. I need to order some, I need to do some counting, I need to do some inventory work to see what books I have. Because I've promised books to MahaiCon to donate some to the literacy auction. And then I will need some for the author game, the writer game. Where we are competing for readers. I also should probably try to get Milk Run in paperback. I've been meaning to do that for a month and haven't been able to get it accomplished. Basically because I haven't gotten it started. It's one of those tasks that once started draws me through to the end, because there's always one more very obvious step that I need to do, and I do that, and there's one more obvious step I need to do. So it works out well. And I don't really make enough off from paperback books to hire somebody to do it. So it's one of those things that gets put off. I will give myself a pat on the back for not disappearing into games, which is what my normal activity would be. But the other side of that is, when I play EVE Online, I tend to want to write more. When I play Minecraft, I tend to disappear. So there's things that I could be doing, that I should be doing, that I'm not doing. But I also need to get into Fire. I need to get that done. I keep saying it and I keep not doing it, which is sort of the problem. Come on, straighten out. My back between my shoulder blades has decided it's going to go into spasm for some reason. I'm not exactly sure why. So the day unwinds. It's already, it's going to be nearly noon by the time I get back. I did get breakfast this morning. It was a little bit later than normal. I did get breakfast. I did get the coffee. I'm ready for more coffee. I'm not necessarily ready for more food. Had a good breakfast. We definitely have autumn in the air. It's, some trees with almost no leaves on them already. Some still have green leaves. Most of them are turned, I will say that. Unless there's some sort of protection. I am looking like down the side street where there's trees protected on three sides by buildings. But most of the trees that are out in the open have at least started to change. Most of them are completely changed. There's a lot of yellow out here today. There's a lot of little birds around here somewhere. Somebody's smoking. I smell tobacco smoke. One of the more astonishing things that's happened in the last few days is Bob Dylan. Good morning. Hi. Winning the Nobel Prize for Literature. Seriously unexpected. Pick a lane, bud. Okay, you go that way, I'll go this way.
I'm on the wrong side.
So am I. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be a bicyclist and try to go through that near side anyway, because there's bushes that are head height, which makes it difficult for a cyclist to get through. So yeah, we were talking about that on Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers IPEL group today, about how cool it was. And there are a lot of people who are going, he can't sing. He didn't get the Nobel Prize for music. He got it for literature, and I think it's well deserved. It also makes me wonder who else was in the running this year. Last few have been international authors, world authors, people whose work has originated someplace other than in the breadbasket of America. So that was interesting. That made me go look up Bob Dylan YouTube videos this morning. I spent too much time watching Subterranean Homesick Blues and Old Rolling Thunder cuts, Tangled Up in Blues. It's been 40 years. Forty-one years next month. I had to be 22? It was a lifetime ago, because that was when I was still married to my first wife. Always shocking for me to think back to 50 years ago. Washing dishes at Wawanak in the fall. My last break before school started in September. Here I wouldn't be able to do it because school starts too soon in August. School starts here for elementary and secondary schools. I think it starts second week in August. I missed the last Lowell family reunion because it was the week after school started. Which is unfortunate. The truth is, my kids will never be Mainers. They weren't born there. So at best they could be imports. So their grandkids could be Mainers, I suppose. So they move back now. Otherwise, I'll always be from away. Because that's how it works back down east. You're from away. Told any Down East stories lately? It's probably just as well. weather, this smell sort of takes me back. It doesn't have quite enough resin in it. It doesn't have quite enough pine tree, spruce smell. But it's got the dead leaf smell. It's got the end of season, beginning of fall smell in the air. It's a little bit of breeze. There's no smoke in the air. Nobody's burning leaves here. That's pretty. Even though the light is terrible. It's overcast. It's gray. It's dark. But the yellow trees, lots of yellow trees, lots of golden grass. That's really on its way out. I mean, there's a lot of gray. A lot of the bushes down in the ditch over there have lost their leaves. They're just gray sticks now. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.